Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
All right, time's yours coming up in 10 minutes. Some more audio this segment as well of Jeremiah Schroeder Jr. on joining the Eagles and his father's impact and the whole thing. What a cool story it is. Got a layout for little MJ here. So is this Tobias?
Eddie Van Halen playing the guitar solo, right?
Really?
I've heard that.
I mean, MJ knew how to make this the greatest song he could make it. Went out and got the most fantastic guitarist in the world to do the solo and everything else. It's so distinctive.
It's a great song. Unfortunately, it signifies James Seltzer and 10 million other Philadelphia sports fans' desires for Tobias Harris to hit the road. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's get to Hassan. He's calling from Strawberry Mansion. Hi, Hassan.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How you doing this morning?
Doing all right, Hassan.
Up and down. You know, like the Eagles thing kind of cool, the Sixers thing really uncool.
I feel you. I feel you with that. Like how he gave us an amazing weekend. Best weekend, in my opinion, that he's had. And his tenure.
Well, we'll see. We'll
see. That's my opinion. I feel like, you know, right now.
I thought the best weekend of his tenure was February 4th, 2018.
That was a big one.
Well, the players.
You know, he keeps applying. Hassan, he keeps applying the knowledge he accumulates.
Right.
He's doing.
Like, I like what he did here. Yes. I've been begging since whatever the date was in February that we lost it to address this defense. And for him to go out there and do it. And the way he did it, and then to come back at the end and get that stud from Michigan that I don't know how he fell that late, but thank you. That was amazing. Now, on to my Sixers.
Yes, sir. Go for it.
And I am totally appalled with my city right now. It went from, I'm going to be honest, I heard the MB comments prior to seeing, before seeing what happened in the stadium after the game.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, the audio we played earlier was as Knicks fans were leaving right after the game. But let's not get it twisted. Like, that type of chant obviously was being directed at Joel during the game. You know, not maybe in unison as heartily.
Like,
but he heard a lot of stuff from a lot of people yesterday courtside, obviously.
I'm sticking to my stomach for one that they came here and not only took over game three, they took over game four. Like, nobody's appalled by this. It seemed like everybody has given up on this team that could easily, if some buckets and calls went their way, have went 4-0 or be 3-1 themselves. Like, the way we've given up on this team, and Joel has played his heart out. Like, and I'm probably one of the biggest Joel critics. And he has played his heart out. He gave us 50 in game three, came back and was 4 assists away from open shots that were missed. Like, from a triple-double, and we're talking about the game was his fault because he couldn't get off the court because what was behind him couldn't play. Like, if he got off the court, we wouldn't even have had a chance to win, and we're upset with him for this. Like, since when do we not award hard work and dedication in the city? I just don't understand. Like, we've been begging for this guy to show us some heart, and he's finally showing it to us.
So I agree with you.
Around him.
Hassan, I agree
with
you.
It's clearly Daryl Morey and Tobias. Heavy. Like, heavy on the Tobias.
Yep, that's
like
right.
17 rebounds from a 6'5 player is unthinkable in your home court. Like, what is going on there?
Yeah.
Like, how is nobody putting a body on Josh Hart? He didn't score any points hardly, but he killed us on the rebounds. We were down 25 rebounds, and 17 of them went to him.
Yeah.
It doesn't take skill. It just
all
takes one, two.
Appreciate it, buddy. It's a lot in that phone call. Before we get to the Twitter poll and how people voted on the Sixers fans or the Sixers organization, let's listen to what Joel said after the game, his disappointment with Sixers fans for not showing up enough.
You guys have always had such great home court advantage here. How strange was it for you the past two games with the significant amount of Knicks fans in the house?
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate, and I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. You know, obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Yeah, you know, kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
I don't blame him for being upset. I really don't.
I did not realize those cheers and jeers that were directed at him until we heard that earlier in the show.
Let's play that again.
It's harsh.
Let's play this again. So this is, to be clear, Joel's at this point probably back in the locker room with the game over, but this is Knicks fans leaving the stadium, concourse, escalator, all that stuff, and this is Knicks fans in unison, and we obviously have to bleep out the F word. It's repeatedly said. But it's very clear they took over the building, and this is what they chanted. I mean, that, John, I've never heard that in a Philadelphia.
That's in our arena.
I know it is.
So when he says it's disappointing, like, initially I was annoyed with him. I was uninformed. I was not fully informed. Yeah. And look, I agree. That is disappointing that it got to that point.
Because it also did impact the game. I mean, you can make the case.
No doubt.
If you have 98% Sixers fans, which would be like a reasonable number to have, 98% Sixers fans, like, maybe the Sixers win the game. Maybe. Maybe they don't, but maybe they do. Let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let Armin Chevy be your electric vehicle dealer, arriving shortly. The all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive. To ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, who's more to blame for so many Knicks fans being at games 3 and 4 in Philadelphia? The Sixers fans or the Sixers organization? For everything that the Sixers organization obviously represents. John, I got the poll results. How do you think people voted?
I'm going to say it's hard to point the finger at yourself. So 90% say the organization?
It is not that high, but it is close to that high. It is, and you're right, pointing the finger at yourself is, you know. It's 74% Sixers organization. 74%. 26% said Sixers fans. You know, I got a text from a buddy last week after game 3. So this would have been Thursday night, railing at fans for not showing up. Now, to this guy's credit, he'd been there. Like I said earlier, I don't think you can really criticize much if you don't go yourself. I mean, you can't tell someone how to spend their own money. This guy went and, but, you know, a lot of Philadelphians didn't step up. But I get the point about frustration with the Sixers over decades. I mean, and especially the last couple of years, I get it.
Yeah.
Let's listen a little bit more to Jeremiah Trotter Jr. on joining the Eagles. And this was, I thought this was an answer that really speaks to, you know, the influence of his dad in a great way. How, you know, there's no doubt that there could be perceived pressure on Jeremiah Trotter. I mean, Jr. I remember Michael Jordan had a kid in the 80s into the 90s. I think the guy's name was it Jefferson Jordan or something, whatever. The point was, everyone's like, all right, let's see this guy in basketball. I mean, he stunk.
He was not very good.
Whoever, yeah, I forget his name, but he was horrendous. And, like, that's got to kind of, like, that's got to be no fun. You're Michael Jordan's son. People expect you to at least be something. This guy was nothing. So that's got to be an awkward dynamic. Here's Jeremiah Trotter Jr. on pressure, or perhaps perceived pressure, in following in his father's footsteps, which obviously he's done even before joining the Eagles, just as a football player growing up.
When you were at St. Joe's Prep, when you were growing up, how did you kind of deal with, I don't know if the term's pressure, but kind of all that came with carrying that name's legacy, like you mentioned before?
Honestly, for me, I didn't feel like there was any pressure. My dad always would talk to me and say, I mean, there is no pressure. You're your own player, your own man. You have your own journey. We're different, you know, and as far as how we play the game. And I just got to go out there and be me, use the tools that God blessed me with, and try to just use them to the best of my ability and try to be the best player I can be.
Good stuff right there. Really is. By the way, you know, Axeman is
they are so
the Axeman
different.
But
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The way they play is very different. So you got the Axeman, and you got, like, Axeman 2 or Little Axeman. We'll figure out what that becomes.
So is that, like, Tomahawk?
Like,
Hatchet? No, really.
Just
like,
do the same thing.
You got the big axe, yeah. And he is a smaller axe.
Yeah.
Hatchets, tomahawks. Like, we've got
I
some
say
options
the axe.
Here.
I just keep it right. Just right in the same lane. Because you know me. I stick with what is. You know what? Trot Jr. sticks with what is. Here's Trot Jr. on the nickname thing. Like, are we supposed to call him Trot? Well, let's find out.
Is Trot your nickname, or is that just stick with your dad? That's the first thing.
Yeah, a lot of people growing up always call me Trot. That's really the go-to. I don't know why, but everybody always, that's like the go-to as far as like calling me Trot.
This is going to be, I mean, it's great, don't get me wrong, but it's also going to be funky. Like, we're going to start calling another person
a little confusing.
Yeah, like
he's going to be number 54, but he's going to look completely different. And he's going to he's not going to be taking on guards the way his dad did.
And blowing up centers and
yeah, he's not going to be up in the A gaps destroying.
I remember that.
Offensive line.
All right, so one more piece of audio related to the whole drafting of Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Here's Howie Roseman over the weekend. You know, look, this is good stuff. I thought it was kind of funny too, but you know, obviously, you got to draft someone for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. I mean, this is not like the old baseball situation when Tommy Lasorda drafted Mike Piazza as a favor to what Piazza's dad in like
dad, the 61st, I want to say
something like that, and they turned into one of the great catchers of all time. But that was just a favor in its infancy. Look, you don't draft an NFL football player as a favor. You certainly don't with only 7 rounds in the draft. And Howie made very clear his thinking that, you know, drafting Jeremiah Trotter Jr. was for the right reasons.
We can't make up a grade on any player just because we like them. You know, I make a joke a lot of time, you know, the best person I know in the world is my wife, and I don't want her playing linebacker for us either.
I mean, makes sense. There it is. Crafty.
Well, I don't know. Have we seen her 40 times?
I'm not sure. All right, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth's with us. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Oops, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good morning. So I know you guys are running out of time really quickly. I think that, first of all, Joel should not be criticizing fans. You know, he should be turning into himself and looking to see what he can do to help win the next 3 games, which obviously is a major long shot. I think they're going to win in New York, get our hopes up to come back and then lose. That's what I think. Also, you can't blame the season ticket holders as well, who literally carry the team throughout the season. You have to blame the organization. They are the ones who are controlling the prices, which, by the way, are outrageous. And, you know, I think they're feeding into the market, the New York market, and they're always going to come and buy our tickets. And by the way, it was horrendous yesterday. I was there. It was absolutely horrendous. I've been to Sixers games since I was 5. I've never heard a crowd like that in my life. Oh, so geez. Lopsided.
Lopsided. So more Knicks than Sixers at times?
At times, definitely at times. I mean, they were everywhere. They were next to us. And the guy next to us was telling me how, you know, when anyone sits down next to me, I want them to identify themselves. Are you a Knicks fan? Are you a Sixers fan? So this guy said he grew up in Philly. He's an Eagles fan, a Phillies fan, and a Flyers fan. Someone in his family had been a Knicks fan. So they, you know, it's awful. It's painful being next to those Knicks fans the whole game.
Look, Elizabeth, and great phone call. I mean, we don't obviously love the subject matter in that it's not a fun story to hear, but I hear you. We all hear you. Look, the Sixers have, I was going to say no one to blame but themselves, almost no one to blame but themselves. I mean, there is some unfortunate reality here when you're playing next, you know, so close to the financial capital of America. Some people are going to buy tickets. I mean, it just is what – I mean, it is what it is.
You know, what she's talking about is something I wasn't thinking about, though, that like the cockroaches in Dallas, there are also the cockroaches from New York City. The Knicks cockroaches showed up for this one. That had not occurred to me.
Well,
that makes it even worse.
So,
but they were there on Thursday night.
Yes, they were.
And the Sixers won, and the Sixers fans were able to drown them out towards the end because you don't know why? The Sixers won the game.
Sixers won. That's right.
Okay, these Sixers – didn't want to rebound in the fourth quarter, and didn't score for 5 minutes.
Brutal.
And Joel's disappointed in the fans. I mean, that's what I can't wrap my head around.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to, as we do every day at this time. All right. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile. Now at the best price for 2 lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Here we are. Niners pick is in at 129, and the Birds are 3 picks away from getting Trot Jr. If they do that, this is going to be the best draft I've ever been a part of as far as just hype and excitement. Great job, Howie. Just please don't trade out of it. And they traded the pick. No Trot Jr. for us. And they still get Trotter. Oh, my God, what a roller coaster. Go, Bird!
That's a dedicated timeshare call.
Like, it felt like this draft, it did work out that way. Like, it was a little roller coaster for a little bit, but it kept working out. Howie, wonderful job.
Well, and got the 3, 4, and 5
together.
And picks next
not
year.
Just for this year, for next year as well. Right. Yeah. And all of that with the most trades, tied with the most trades in the history of the organization.
This team, I've never seen a team that can't rebound to save their lives. It's unbelievable. Possession after possession, offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds. They can't rebound. It's absolutely pathetic. They deserve to lose. End the season. It's a disappointment. It's a disaster. This team sucks.
It's brutal, man. I hear you.
I'm done with the Philadelphia Greg Oden experiment. You didn't get the MVP, so you picked up your ball and went home. Things get tough in the playoffs. You pick up your ball and go home. We rooted for you. Go get your gold medal. We'll be happy for you. But when times get tough, man, JoJo, you just don't show up. Adios, buddy. Time's yours.
Yeah, I mean, look, we see this different. That's been very clear today.
I wonder what Jerry Jones was saying when Brandon Graham said, and as always, hell sucks. What a beautiful moment. Made my day.
It's actually become really fun. You know, the draft, I enjoy. I think it's improved over the last 5, 6 years. You know, as much as I hate it with that Drew Pearson did here, you know, it stirred it up. David Akers went down there, stirred it up.
Also set the template for these outdoor drafts, which are so much cooler to watch.
Trendsetter.
Yeah, they're
City of Philadelphia.
They're doing a nice job.
Yeah, they are. It's a big deal, man.
It's fun.
It really is. And I also give the league credit. The move to the 3 days, I think, has been very effective. You know, I mean, I wonder. And you know what's another key? You know what's key? However long ago it was, going from 12 rounds to 7 rounds. Because sometimes more is less. Like, you can watch the draft
less
when
more.
It's no more.
No, you're saying going from 12 to 7, that's less.
Well, no, I know, but I'm saying when you had more, it was less effective.
Oh, okay, well, now it's less is more.
Correct.
I got you.
Yeah. So anyway,
I'm really confused.
And with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So, you know, maybe tomorrow we do a poll. I mean, I'm just kicking around in my brain because I think people are kind of split on it. Is Joel Embiid trying his hardest? Like, what would you say to that question, John? Because I believe he is.
I think he thinks he is. I think he's holding himself back unknowingly by attributing too much to the knee.
And I don't think so. I think he's just injured.
He needs to put it out of his mind, and that's the hardest part about coming back from an injury. He still has to get over that hump.
Well, all right, look, we'll see where we take the conversation tomorrow. Obviously, tomorrow will be a game day in a, you know, winter-go-home game 5. Enjoy the Phillies. They start a new series tonight versus
Angels.
Angels, that's right. Oh, Mike Trout. They're ready. All right, so the Phillies versus Trout tonight. And obviously, you know, more reaction up ahead for the next many hours on the draft and on the 76ers and on the Phillies. Enjoy Joe and Hugh. They're up next. We shall talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.